Yes, it's the Florida Go to God First Fellowship in St. Augustine, Florida. And I'm trying to knock down all these little, I don't need to view the cloud. Anyway, it is July 14th. Brenda was on. Me and her had a what we thought was a sharing. It was very tender, very sweet. I'm the one who messed it up. I wasn't able to click on record, but she's ripping. And I can see the difference already in just the one connect. Just one connect. Again, now she's the closest person to me, right? So you should be able to pick those things up. Well, it was really easy. Just the one connect that she's holding her ground. Which is because I don't ever go on to say, hey, did she connect? That's not my job. So then her job and my God, each other, and then work down for the not Gabriella, not her children, not her grandchildren. It's each other. So, but she's got this thing about finance. I think I was sharing with Mary Ann and I was sharing with Lawrence. I'm going to connect with him in a minute. I'm going to have to apologize to Brandon because I didn't, well, these are some good things. She already knows these, so she's really excited. I've got tickets for September 23rd. They're in a St. Augustine amphitheater. It's an outdoor amphitheater. Going to be beautiful weather. We got a parking pass already. James Taylor is going to be singing there. So James Taylor is both of one of our favorites. So we're going to go there. And then I've also got another night planned out that she didn't know about, that she won't know about until we get there. Zach actually built off of Kim explaining what Lawrence used to do when the kids were young. Same process, except for we're not an hour and a half away from or wherever however they had to drive. Because I think Bristol's pretty close to the water, but I'm not sure they went to that part of, because I don't know if that ocean is if you even got access to it. Some places in over in Ireland, I don't know, probably saying that in England, in the United Kingdom, you don't have access to that. But see, we have access to our Heavenly Father. So what I just recorded, whether it comes over or not, it doesn't matter because it made a huge impact on both of us. She was speaking from the Word of God. She was letting it rip about the hope, the return, about not giving up. She got great encouragement from connecting. I'm telling you, connect every day. Every day, connect. Every day. There's not a reason that you shouldn't be. The reason when you don't want to or you don't have time, that's the time you do it. You connect. Everything comes, it's God first. The connection is huge. I can see the growth in my life. Now, as soon as I cease from my own works, I've got my wonderful wife, which it's my fault I didn't record. I'll record it next time. We were going back and forth, just having a great conversation spiritually. She happens to be in South Carolina right now. She's handling her grandson's estate. And, she's, when you have time alone to drive and you have time alone to be away from someone you love, and same with me, you get a different appreciation. Because when you're around each other all the time, you're around each other all the time. But when they're away from you, you have a different appreciation. I know I do, and I can see it that she does also. Even though her evaluation is not quite reflecting, I got her evaluation going right now. I've already read it to Lawrence. He's rolling, laughing. He's going to be doing one for Kim. But anyway, I'm going to get this teaching off. I'm going to make it as short as possible. God's been putting my heart. He's been constraining me a lot. In other words, He's been motivating me. He's been guiding me. He's been directing my steps. I know who's doing this. I know the direction He's giving me. I'm walking by the Spirit of God. I'm a mighty man of valor, like Gideon was told. Gideon had to be told he was a mighty man of valor in order for him to even remotely do what he was going to do, and that's walk around seven times. I'm sure there's more to it than that. There's a large spiritual significance of it, of believing God, of listening to our Heavenly Father and taking action. But the conversation me and Brandon just had, you know, as a husband and wife, I wish I would have hit the record. It was really tender, really sweet. And we're going to continue to have that. Both of us are very hard-nosed. We are not going to let anything defeat us. We're absolutely hardcore that way, both of us. She's as hardcore as I am. And that's a good thing. You want to be determined and disciplined and not give up so easily about anything. You know, a little whiff of wind and you give up. No, we stand our ground. And we stand our ground and we have victory is what we do. And we stand our ground and pray for one another. Pray for the country. Pray for each other. Your brothers and sisters that you know out here in Christ. And even the ones that are not in Christ. Because when you're praying for them to get to know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, these are all things we can do. And they make our lives, whatever you sow in life, you reap. So as you were sowing these good things, we're reaping these good things. We're sowing love. We're reaping love. We're sowing kindness. We're reaping kindness. We're sowing peace. We're reaping peace. Okay. That's how our Father works. Okay. And he's way greater than that. I can't even begin to describe him. And I know Brandon's experienced the same thing. I'm sure she'll share on it. God's been showing me about the creation, about how the world has made the creation greater than the creator. And it clearly says in God's word, in Romans chapter 1, it talks about the creation that God created, because he created the heavens and the earth, right? Okay, it's what everything is wonderfully made. There happened to be a hiccup in the system, and what I mean by that is a full-on attack. And Adam was disobedient. Eve was tricked. It's a big difference. Okay. Adam knew what he was doing. Eve was tricked, but he wanted to blame. He was right next to her when she did what she needed, what she did right next to her. I'm not saying that we wouldn't do the same thing. I'm saying this is how it was. She was right next to him. Okay. And he was right next to her, more importantly. Okay. He was listening to everything that was being said to her by Lucifer. Okay. And she bought into it. He didn't step in and defend her. He didn't step in and do the things he needed to do as a man. And, that's the reason he ran and, you know, he got clothed with skin. They were guilty. They had shame. They felt their nakedness. So all of that is a lack of operating the Spirit of God. All of that is a lack of understanding God and God's word, your completeness in Christ. Look and ask about your completeness in Christ. If you don't know, go to the man of God and he'll explain some of it to you. Trust me, I got a lot to be explained to too. I'm always trying to study, always trying to. The word constrain came to me. Okay. Now I didn't go look it up. I knew what God was trying to tell me, but I got the information, and then I went to the man of God, and I confirmed it with him about constraining. And he confirmed it, and then I've been, God's been working with me on it for a while now. And when he moves me on to the next subject, I'll go to the next subject. But right now, it's that constraining. God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Okay? All men, not some men, all men. To come to be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. And now obviously not everybody's going to get saved. Everybody's going to definitely get up. You know, our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus is going to, we're going to meet him in the air. You know, our God is such a good God. It's absolutely amazing. And Brandy, you did an absolute tremendous job, sweetheart. And, I wish I would have recorded this. My fault. It could still be on here. Father God, make it a way to pop on, even though I didn't. Hit the finish record button. I'll bet you definitely do that for us. Because you know what? I just commanded it, and that's how it's going to be. So, let's get to it. And, come on, bring it up. There it is right there. Absolutely spectacular. What do you talk about God good? This is going to go to Lawrence right now. Thank you, Father. There's no way that should have happened because I did not hit record. So that's all God. There's even AI meeting summary. There you go. That went directly to him. I'm going to leave it off with that, guys. I love you. And keep praying for one another. Keep praying for our country. Because watch God go to work. We're not praying out of fear. We're praying out of love. Just keep that heart with all diligence for out of the issues of life. So we're going to keep up the confessions. We're going to keep up the, you know, faith, the word of God worketh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Okay. Faith worketh by hearing. So we continue. That's why we continually talk and share and have fellowship, for lack of a better word, have gathering together, have talking meetings, whatever you want to call it. But there's other things to do. There's honor in our Heavenly Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth, honoring him, praying for laborers, you know, having God throw out the laborers we've been taught, you know, throw those laborers out, you know, and then if we're ready to receive, God will make a way for that person to be there. I know that's what he did for me when I was asking about speaking in tongues. He brought me to the exact place I needed to be in order to learn about, in order to know what I was asking God about, that very specific moment in the moment in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 12, 13 and 14, whether it's true or not. God brought a person to the sharing and supplied that information. You know, I mean, just right on the money. You can't make this stuff up. The rabbi said there's no such thing as a coincidence. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with spiritual stuff. We just watch this go. We have the honor to watch this. So I love you guys, and I'm going to send this off now. I think I'm probably going to send up two of them. But anyway, this is about, you know, going to God and realizing what position we are. We're all in the same body of Christ. It doesn't matter currently. If God wants you to know what your position is, he'll certainly tell you your position. But we are definitely in the body of Christ, and we just get busy doing the work of our Heavenly Father. You know, guide us, direct me, give me wisdom. Show me which direction to go. How can I help this believer? How can I help that one? We come alongside. We can't carry another person's burden. We can only be a burden helper, come alongside. And that's what we're going to do, imitators of our Heavenly Father. So anyway, love you guys, and I'll send this out.